It's pretty standard for a bar to have some form of entertainment on a Saturday night. Usually that's a live band or a DJ, but at Talkaholics in Wheeling, they're doing something a little different. A Mario Kart tournament with live commentary.
Well, by the way, my name's Joan Harvey, and this is my co-host, Ron Scott. Thank you, Rich, for clapping.
How are you doing this evening?
Thank you. We got Chris.
Yes, that is Mario Kart, the classic video game featuring characters from the beloved Nintendo video game universe racing go-karts on tracks like Rainbow Road, but in a bar with a small amount of prize money on the line. The idea started from a conversation Talkaholics owner David Comack had with one of his bartenders.
We toyed with the idea of doing sort of like a video game tournament night, game nights. And actually, my bartender, Brett, was like, you should do Mario Kart because it's a game that sort of transcends generations. The buttons haven't changed. You know, there's different tracks, different drivers or whatever. But somebody who started playing on Super Nintendo and hasn't played since or any of the other systems could hop right in and at least be competitive.
Comack brought the idea to Jermaine Lucius of Exit Zero Entertainment, an events promoter in Wheeling that specializes in stand-up comedy. Lucius jumped on the event immediately and agreed to co-sponsor it.
Adults today are always looking for something to bring them back to their childhood. Mindless fun is something that's appealing to everybody. And this was a time for everybody to come out and have a good time without worrying about all the issues outside of the bar.
The event started with 16 competitors playing in groups of four. The two racers with the most points at the end of each set of five races advanced to the next round. Participants range from experienced gamers all the way to absolute beginners.
Which one is gas?
One competitor proved himself early on and even earned a nickname because of the character he chose to play as. Again, David Comack.
Chris Lyons was Metal Mario, and I think the first race everybody was convinced he was going to win because he won by like half a track on the first race.
Lyons may have convinced everyone watching that he had a shot, but that didn't stop him from being a little antsy. After standing for the entirety of the tournament, he decided to sit down for the last race.
Because I'm nervous. like the less I have to concentrate on, like standing is better. Nothing's for sure in this game.
Lyons had good reason to be worried. In his final cluster, he only scored first place once, which was unusual for him. Sitting down ended up working, and Lyons won the first three races, thus securing his tournament victory.
Oh, finally, I can breathe. they were all really good, so.
Only 16 people could sign up to participate, but around the same amount of people came just to watch. The commentators kept the crowd entertained and harkened back to Exit Zero's stand-up comedy roots, but Comack believes the event itself commanded a certain amount of attention on its own.
We had an entire bar, like, watching video games as if it were a sporting event, and to me, it's not necessarily always about what you're doing, what kind of event, what kind of entertainment you're providing. It's that engagement. It's getting people excited about what's going on at the present moment.
While there are no more tournaments scheduled at Talkaholics at the moment, they say they are exploring the possibility of starting a Mario Kart League in Wheeling. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.